This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
So this is our quarterly update for Volunteers of America Northern Rockies. Last time we just updated on the number of clients that we've been able to serve in the community, hours of service, and kind of what that looked like for our telehealth services as well, because that was a question previously. So we have been able to serve 79 unique clients and provide 815 hours of service in the last quarter, 152 hours of which were via telehealth services. So our office remains fully staffed, and just a reminder of kind of what that looks like, we have a clinic director, which is Ginger Price. We have a lead clinician, Sam Satchel. Oh, here she is. She was in a meeting with probation earlier this morning. So we have a clinician, case manager, skills trainer, and two office support staff. So our clinic is fully staffed and operational, and as there are needs with programs or anything like that, we do still continue to operate regionally with Sheridan as well, and so we have Sheridan clinicians who will come down if there are folks that need to be seen in person as well. So that's kind of what our staff looks like. I'm going to turn it over to Ginger to just talk about some of the community engagement that she's been doing. And actually, just before she does that, the last time I was here, I talked a little bit about some of our efforts in engaging the community in Casey. We had done, once a month, we had set up an opportunity to have, meet with a peer specialist, see if there was any interest in any services, just see what the needs in the community were up to that point. So that we were doing that for 2 months. We didn't have any engagement. Came and talked at this commissioner's meeting. You guys provided a couple of ideas of how we could connect in the community. We did have another opportunity for the community to come, and we also had no engagement at that time as well. So we're going to continue on an individual basis, but there wasn't a lot of engagement at that point.
Morning. So over the last quarter, like Jesse said, we've been able to get fully staffed, and so that has freed up some opportunities for me to engage more in with community partners, setting up meetings, and so I've been able to attend the prevention meetings with Bill Holly, as well as engaging the Boys and Girls Club to talk about how we can partner in supporting each other and the children in our community, as well as the schools. Follow up on Casey after talking to the schools here in Buffalo. They did put me in connection with the principal over in Casey so that we can help follow up with the next time Bill Holly goes down there, that we will be able to connect with the principal as well. And so trying to just make sure we are getting out there and supporting all the communities here in Johnson County. And then we do have some follow-up meetings with DFS to see what the needs are. So we've been getting a lot of feedback from them, trying to make sure that our programs are meeting the needs of the community and that we are taking steps, if we don't have those programs already started, that we have a plan in place to help meet those needs. So along with that, we're continuing to meet with probation and parole and drug court and support the community that way as well.
Any questions?
So you guys have been busy. Nice to hear you're fully staffed again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any concern within BOA's organization about some of the pass-through dollars that you receive from the Wyoming Department of Health that would come from either HHS, Department of Justice, or some of the other federal grants as changes are ongoing?
I don't foresee any concerns with that or any impact to our operations in our outpatient department. We have that contract in place and we're fully executing on it, so I have no concerns about those operations.
Any questions?
No, I don't think so. I think you guys are doing a good job. I haven't heard anybody, we had a lot of issues here a few months ago, 6 months ago, whatever it was. And I think I haven't heard anybody voicing those concerns anymore. So it sounds like you're doing a good job and appreciate it. So.
Yeah. Well, really appreciate it. And I appreciate, again, the partnership and, the very direct and clear conversations that we've been able to have in this space. And really turning it over to the local leadership again, Ginger and Samantha Satchel, as well, to continue leading the charge and building deeper relationships.
I was just going to add that with the Boys and Girls Club having the opportunity for the community to be involved and identify the services that are offered here, we look forward to being at that as well.
There's no further questions. Thanks for the update.
Thank you.
Commissioners, next we're going to look at 1% recommendations. Kristen is making a copy of the committee's recommendation, so if there's no objection, we'll consider the county requests first and then move back to the committee recommendations once she has that sheet available. So you have your binders. There is a sheet in front of you that shows the collection. The May and June figures are projections based off of what comes in. Those are conservative projections. You see that moving the 100,000 out that went to the 1% committee, so you had 1.37 million available. You have 950,000 in county requests. So at this point, you do have 428,000 in unobligated funds. You do have, and they're numbered 1 through 28, the projects, and it's, it's this sheet right. It's right in front of you. So in the past, these have been either moved on a consent list. If there's projects that you would like to pull for further discussion, you can pull those off. I am going to, and I don't think it's too unorthodox, going to make just a couple supplemental requests, some things that have transpired since we went through the process. And so Commissioner Shelley and Commissioner Kosciuk, this would be the first supplemental request for the Johnson County Shooting Sports Building. They ran into the issue with the city building inspector and had to do that upgrade. So this would be for $20,000 to finish their plumbing, heating, the walls, and the vent so that they can get that facility fully operational and available to those kids. The second request, supplementally to consider, the Jim Gatchell Museum had received a $10,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. That grant was canceled. They were a quarter of the way through the project. They had invoiced $2,529.50 in reimbursements that they did get. They have $2,199.04 in work that's been done that will not be reimbursed. And so then there is the remaining of that grant, and this is to enhance the Native American artifact collection. So this request to finish that project would be $7,470.50. And then the third I would just like to bring forward for further consideration is, and we don't typically see special districts making requests, but this is the request for breathing equipment for Powder River Fire. And their request was for $92,350.60. To get their packs, and there's a quote behind there. So,
excuse me, Jim, what was that number again?
$92,350.60. And so I'm just going to bring those forward for further consideration. Commissioners, what's your pleasure on how to handle the requests? You can pull requests from the list. You can approve all of them, part of them. Just remembering unobligated funds that you do not allocate at this time makes those available at budget time for additional projects or resources available as we work to balance the budget.
Can we address these three?
Sure.
Right off the top?
Yep.
Individually, or?
Yeah, I think we go through them individually since I think each kind of stands on its own merit because each has a unique circumstance that brings it forward. So,
okay. I have talked to the chief down in KC, and there is definitely an issue with the turnout gear, not being able to get in for fire schools to burn out, to the burn buildings and stuff. So I would make a motion to approve this, fully funded. The Powder River Fire District for $92,350.60.
I'll second.
All right, there is a motion and a second to approve the supplemental 1% request for Powder River Fire. Commissioner Shelley, I appreciate you taking time to visit with your chief down there. I do think this is a good project. It's needed, and I think this is what those dollars were set up for. And it's unfortunate they got behind in their equipment, but we need a vital and fully functional fire department down there. So I appreciate that. Any further discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor of this supplemental 1% request, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Which would you like to go to next?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to go ahead and approve the 1% request from the Jim Gatchell Museum Association, the amount of $7,470.50. Now that's government money that's supposed to get the government. So, and it's a good project over there.
There's a motion.
A second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I'd go ahead and make a motion to approve the improvements or motion to for the shooting.
second. I sincerely appreciate folks considering this. This has been a long road to get this building done, and we are almost to the edge for those kids, so I'm just glad to see that we're going to get it done and available for them to use. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Working down the list, commissioners, is there any projects you'd like to pull for further discussion?
Twelve, for sure.
Okay. That's their utility trailer.
16.
Okay, that's the ATV. Okay, so we have pulled 12 and 16 from the consent list for further discussion.
So I have search and rescue had a empty 24-foot trailer just like they were looking for. They were willing to donate that to the fairgrounds for that trailer they were looking to purchase. So at that, you know, they're requesting $70,000, I think, for the trailer and for all the tables and chairs. So I think we can adjust that down quite a bit now that the trailer's out of there.
Commissioner, I like where you're going. I'm looking at their request to see if they broke out the cost for the trailer versus the tables and chairs, and I don't see, but maybe it's in the...
And I did talk to Casey a little bit about the tables and chairs on some other... I gave her some of the pricing resources to look at that I think can also lower that down a little bit.
So, do you kind of have an idea of where you'd like to revise that down to, and then they can buy as many tables as chairs they want, or if they buy all that they need and there's money, it'll just revert back into 1%.
Maybe take it down to 40,000.
Okay. Commissioner, any objection to that?
No.
Okay. All right.
Now, I do have one question on that, though. I don't know if it has to do with 1% money so much, but it, in their proposal here, it says enclosed trailer that could also be utilized by our community for off-site events. I'm kind of concerned about tables and chairs and county trailers going to people, community, someone coming in, I guess, borrowing them. Is that going to be an issue as far as damage to the trailer, damage to the chairs? Is that something that the Fair Board needs to address?
So, Commissioner, the Fairgrounds presently does rent tables and chairs out to different...
Rent.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they just haven't had a trailer that they were all in the past. You had to go load them out of the community building in your own trailer and then bring them back. My understanding is their plan is to have these tables and chairs in that trailer over next to the beef barn for weddings that are there,
okay,
that you could rent, and then the tables and chairs that are in the community building will no longer leave, so that when they come back they don't have to be washed or put back together.
But they are rented,
yes.
They're not just loaned out. So.
But they certainly will have to update their corporations on their insurance policy with that trailer leaving, and of course they'll have to get a tag and plates. And
yeah. One of the questions I had on that. So.
All right. Any additional discussion on that, which was number 12 on the project list? Hearing none, let's move to Commissioner Shelley asked us to look at number 16, which was their ATV.
Yeah, they have that ATV at $68,000, but they could probably pick up a couple for that. When you look up further up, if you go to 5, emergency management looking at a side-by-side and a trailer for $30,000. So I don't know what the fairgrounds is typically looking for. I know what it is described in here is air conditioned and everything else, and I don't think that's necessary for out there. I think they could probably find another one even gently used for under 20.
The skid steer was, what was it, 68? The ATV was 54.6.
Yeah, 54.6.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're proposing revising that to?
Up for discussion, I would think you should be able to pick something up in that category for 20 to 25, don't you guys think?
20 is more than adequate. They also have some of their own funds that they could put towards that. I'd be amenable to amending that to that.
What do you want to amend it to?
Drop that to 20,000.
Okay.
With that, Commissioner Shelley, I do want to visit about request 5 from the emergency management. For a side-by-side and a trailer, and we don't typically take comment during this, but I want to inquire because I see the sheriff there. Is that something that one of the pieces of equipment that your department has that are held by search and rescue? I guess I have a hard time purchasing a ATV for emergency management that's going to get used twice a year to check the towers, and why we have that equipment there and available, and as long as he doesn't want to check the towers during an active search, why we couldn't use one of those pieces of equipment?
Yeah, commissioners, I don't know either. Like, I think the last time he wanted to go up there, he just got Captain Qualm, Lane Qualm, went search and rescue, and he took him up there. So I don't. Search and rescue would do it if he asked. So if that's its sole purpose, I would say that he could utilize Lane and search and rescue for that. So, and we also have a side by side that, you know, we're eventually going to get rid of. I don't know if that's an option for the fairgrounds. It's not really trustworthy to take it on the mountain because we have to rescue that generally. So, but for around the fairgrounds, we just put new tires on it. It would probably be okay for that. And we could strip the stickers, take the radio out of that, and they could just utilize that. So if that's an option, it's just sitting there. We would probably keep the trailer. Because we're eventually going to get a different, more dependable one. And I looked into one of those, a two-seater, like a Can-Am or Polaris, or in that goes from 15 to 17, maybe 19, depending on how you set it up. But yeah, this one doesn't have a cab, or it has a cab, no doors, no heater, no air conditioner. Is it Jeff?
Kenco,
yeah. So that could be utilized if you guys want to do something like that. But as far as the other lanes, he's really good about if something is needed. So even getting up there and getting back. Or use a pickup, one or the other. You know, I think Marilyn did it with a pickup for years. But anyway, yeah.
amenable to zeroing that request out, and then we can talk with the sheriff at budget time about moving that side by side out to the fairgrounds. Do you then want to also?
I think so.
Okay.
Zero out 16.
Yeah. Revisions 5 is now at 0, 12 has dropped from 70 to 40,000, and 16 has been zeroed. Then you've added three projects in, so we'll have to refigure our total. But the three projects you've added minus what you've taken away is going to actually increase your unobligated funds.
That was the migration over, was part of that initial, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 50,000 total, half the city, half the county.
So that's maybe how it ended up on there twice. Good, we're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
The three is the one you removed, correct?
We did, yes, Madam Clerk. Any other projects to pull from the consent list? All right. Any further discussion on that? No. I think probably the only other thing that we may have to consider, Harold Gerard Park is doing their scoreboard and their shot clock, and down there for Mrs. Christian's funeral, and again the complaints on being able to hear in the back of the facility, and maybe that's one that we get through the fairgrounds, their work on their speaker system, and if that contractor does a good job, see if they could go in and figure out how to make that so it doesn't sound like a tin can. And
sound like a gymnasium.
It does sound like a gymnasium because it is a gymnasium. But we may have something to think about down the road for Harold Gerard Park and speakers. All right. Any additional projects you'd like to have further discussion?
I don't have any help.
I don't think I have any.
So we can vote on these individually. You can move the amended list in block. You can do half of it. It really is your pleasure. You've already approved those first three supplemental projects, so they don't need to be included in this motion. But
Chairman, I'd go ahead and make a motion that we approve the 1% committee, or 1% request that we have with the ones we've taken off.
Okay.
Ones we've corrected. I don't know what you want to call it. So.
We'll make it work.
Yeah.
There is a motion.
Second.
All right. There's a motion and a second to approve the 1% list minus projects 3, 5, 12 amended to 40,000, 16 is now zero. Any further discussion?
No.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Ms. Kenyon's got the list for us of.
This spreadsheet I just passed out is
okay.
The list from the 1% committee's recommendations. And on the right, it has their. It's yours, isn't it? You got a lot of papers.
I do, I got a lot of papers. Sorry about that. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
On the right, it has some of their comments of why they made their decisions.
So their recommendation includes 1,000 for St. Francis Animal Shelter, 9,850 for Sheridan College, $13,863 for Family Crisis Center, $10,000 for the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce, $687 for Friends Feeding Friends, $15,000 for Compass, $10,000 for Arts Along the Big Herons, $2,500 for the Child Development Center, $10,000 for the Boys and Girls Club, $2,100 for KC Senior Housing, $10,000 for Hoof Prints of the Fat Past, and $15,000 for the Buffalo Golf Club. That zeroes out the allocation that they were given. Again, we can pull these individually. You can consider them a block.
So on the Sheridan College, it says government asset should fund. They're thinking they shouldn't have to apply for that 1% funding. You know, I think it's a partnership, personally, and I don't see a partnership working. I see it a one-way thing.
Okay, I'm going to inquire. Are you saying that Sheridan College is not in a good partnership, or that JOCO is not a good partnership?
No, Sheridan College just doesn't say. I mean, we haven't had a representative from Sheridan College to a meeting since last June or July to even show up to one of our JOCO meetings to talk about it. You know, I see they're out here for funding again. I know that we do test out of there, but they bring a lot of tuition in every year. For those numbers for a year, and I've not seen them. So, to me, they're bringing enough money where I think they should be able to afford. They shouldn't have to come and ask. They should be able to pay their rent part of it. Is what they're asking for.
Mr. Kocek, thoughts on removing the Sheridan College funding?
I think. Shelly makes some good points there. I'm open to hearing as you know from them and see what they think. But I know they're a valuable asset. But you know, I have visited some folks that you know I know they do some CNA work out of there and some nursing programs out of there. So I do know that you know we're seeing some positive results in that area from Sheridan College. So, but. I don't know if we should fund them or not. If we choose to, I think we ought to send them a letter along with their approval, saying you know they need to come visit with us about their programs and furnish us the numbers that Commissioner Shelley's asking for.
And
if they don't, then we don't have to fund them next year. Is that reasonable, you think?
I think, Commissioner, that is a very valid request to say show us what your tuition are, your enrollment, those figures. I guess, Commissioner Shelley, I'm going to gently push back and say this is probably the most important funding that comes out of this pot. Without this money and having that physical presence here, you wouldn't have the CDL program. Wouldn't have that simulator sitting here. We wouldn't have our road and bridge guys who've been able to use that to get there. When we pursued skilled nursing, they made the commitment to us that they would expand the CNA program, which they did, which got us the testing facility here. I just value workforce training. I think it's critical. I look at the number of people that go through there that are non-traditional students that start with getting them their GED. And it's typically folks that had a bad circumstance that caused them to leave either Buffalo High School or wherever they came from. A lot of it was people that before there was an alternative high school. That's their pathway out of poverty by improving their skill level and then learning a trade. And I think it would be just real short-sighted of us. I do think there is a way to either eliminate their rent payment by working with JOCO and the money that we already allocate to keep that facility open, but I don't think pulling the rug out from our community college is the right thing to do, especially when we need truck drivers, we need CNAs, and we need a skilled workforce. So that's just kind of where I am.
I agree with all that, but business is business still, and at this point they should be able to stand on their own 2 feet with all the tuitions that they're bringing in and contribute to the building that they think is important to them to use. I mean, if it's that important, I don't see how they can't come up with their own funding for it. So that's just my point, and I love your idea about writing a letter and having them come talk to us, because I think it would be great to have a good conversation with them.
I think it would be very important to do that. So.
And, you know, several years ago, they didn't have to come for 1% because they received a portion of the Boshi's mill levy. The school district now keeps all of that. Part of it does go to pay for our kids at Buffalo High School and KC and New West that do concurrent enrollment. So, you know, it's just reallocation of money, but I don't necessarily think that you can always look at the lens of what they do through other lenses. Shelly, are you going to offer a motion to strike that, or
no? I think if we follow through with what Commissioner Kozinchik suggested, I think I'm fine with that.
Okay. Sure.
I'm a businessman. You got to be able to stand on your own 2 feet, even though you're helping the community. You should still be able to do that. So I will support this year as long as they come in to talk.
I got a question just for clarification, Mr. Chairman. Can we take money from what we had left over, unexpended, and apply it to some of these?
Mr. Commissioner, you may use unobligated 1% funds for these additional 1% requests. So, yes, if you have a particular project that they just couldn't stretch what they were allocated for.
I think, to me, there's several in here. Let me go down the list here and see if I can find them. I want them to Buffalo Children's Center. I guess they got, they received what they asked.
They didn't have a county ask.
Right. Let me get my little list here. That's kind of small.
The small print. From us,
right?
They were awarded 15.
Yeah.
Commissioner, would you like to propose to restore that to the $20,000 ask?
Yes, I would.
Shelly, any that you want to discuss further?
The AED for metal arc.
Okay.
I get that all of our Super Pro guys are here, but that's not even in our county.
Okay, so the committee didn't fund it, or you? Proposing to fund it?
They asked. We didn't award anything. I just want to make sure we don't get it cut into our stuff. So we should be good there.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, Commissioner Kosicek had mentioned Buffalo Children's Center, but we're not doing anything with that. Is that correct?
They didn't have an ask to the county, so.
Double check. Thank you.
All right. Just a little more time to. Amend the Compass request. So we have a motion from Commissioner Kosicek to amend that award from 15 to 20,000. Is there a second?
Second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on that? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we are back on the remaining awards. You can move those in block. You can discuss them individually and vote them individually. What's your pleasure?
I make a motion that we approve them in block. The commission or the 1% commission's recommendations all in block.
I'll second that.
There's a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'd like to welcome our public health nurse up for a preparedness and response amendment.
Thank you for squeezing me in. So all this is, when we got our contract for preparedness this last budget year, the CDC had only given out Q1 and Q2 deliverables at the time, so all this is Q3 and Q4 deliverables. rest assured, I know we're in Q4, but Q3 deliverables have been done. So this is just an amendment highlighting those two quarters of deliverables.
Please just remind us, this grant funds winter office and one of the functions.
So this is preparedness, public health preparedness and response. This is Robin in our office. She does emergency preparedness, keeps plans up to date in case we would ever have measles outbreaks or COVID. She plans for COVID before COVID happens type of thing, plans for any of those communicable diseases, outbreaks, things like that.
Craig, have you or Mr. Viet just review this?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. It's fine.
Commissioners, any questions for public health nurse?
No.
There's a motion to approve.
There is a motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
We will get this signed today and back to you. It looks like county attorney and the clerk has to attest it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Welcome up the county attorney to lease agreement for the Justice Center.
Yes, sir.
Justice Office.
Justice Office. Yes. So this is just a... it's written as Johnson County Juvenile Justice Center, Justice Office. We have many names. It's Mark's office that we have at the Baller Mountain Civic Center. We've been dealing with them, paying them the same rent for a long time. They wanted to have it formalized in a lease agreement. They had presented it to me a while ago. I read through it. There's some things that I didn't like about it that I said that we wouldn't sign. And then that was taken back and it was approved with the changes that I wanted to make, and so then we got the updated copy, and this just formalizes the agreement that we have, that we pay $500 a month for our rental there. We've been paying that amount. One of the things that was worked in there was an increase in that. I didn't want the increase, especially not when we're going into a season where budgets might be even tighter than they have been. So they agreed to just leave that where it is and let us continue on as we've been. Obviously, we've run multiple programs out of that office, and it's a beneficial thing for the county and specifically for the youth and for the drug court program, which runs out of that office. And so I just ask that it be approved. There's a place for signature from the Johnson County Justice Center, Justice Office, but because you are the financial wing, I figured it was more appropriate to have you sign it. And so that's why I presented it to you for your signature and approval.
Let's confer with our other attorney. Mr. Craig, do you have any issues with the contract?
I have not looked at the contract since my boss did, so... Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for questioning me, though, Mr. Chairman. That's wonderful. Barry thinks it's great, if I can just say that.
I do. I'm certain it's quite great.
Good. It has nothing to do with the salary season coming up.
No, I don't think that has anything to do with who his boss is.
Commissioners, what's your pleasure?
Motion to approve.
Second contract.
There is a motion and a second to approve the contract between Johnson County and KBJ Joint Powers Board for the Johnson County Justice Office rent. Any further discussion? Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Agenda that we will discuss upcoming budget timeline in your packets, which the first item that is instrumental in setting the budget, which then determines what cash carryover is the determination of when final bill pay is going to be. And so I am proposing that we will do final bill pay on June 24th. That is typically always done from 9 to noon. That is something that we advertise with all of our vendors, as well as of our department heads, that, again, anything that needs to be paid out in this fiscal year before we close the books. So that historically is right about the time, which then gives adequate time to make sure that all the vouchers are processed before we close out the fiscal year. Is there any concern of using the 24th as the day for final bill?
No.
Is there a motion to set that date?
So moved.
Second. There's a motion and a second to have final bill pay for Johnson County be June 24th from 9 to noon. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. With that, we are going to set our budget hearing dates so that then Kristen can schedule with all the departments and the ancillaries to get them in. What I'm going to propose, and last year we had a week in June where we had to stop because some folks had some travel, and so one of the things I did ask is everybody to review your calendars and make sure you didn't have any pending travel that would cause us to need to reschedule. So this is actually the same number of budget days that we had last year, but instead of being stretched over 4 weeks in 3 days, it's 4 weeks over 2 days because you'll have actually more time because you don't lose that week for a hearing. So, commissioners, any conflicts with your schedules using June 2nd and 3rd, 9th and 10th, 16th and 17th, 23rd and 24th, and then using the 7th and 8th of July for the special districts, which gives them enough time to follow their statutorily mandated dates for their budget hearings and submissions.
No.
I got one little conflict in there, but I'll work around.
Got a graduation, but that was in May.
That's in May.
Okay. So.
This is a wife deal.
Okay.
It's being recorded. I better be careful.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the budget hearing dates?
Make a motion to approve the budget hearing dates.
Okay.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
No.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final thing there is to set the date for adoption. And so what I would propose is that we use the date that Johnson County traditionally adopts the budget, which is the third Monday in July, which then dovetails nicely that it allows folks to have NACO obligations so that we don't have call-ins or other things. It also gives at least 3 to 4 weeks for the budget resolutions to be prepared and for us the opportunity to review them. So that would set adoption on the third Monday in July, which would be July 21st at 9 a.m.
Make a motion to approve July 21st for final budget hearing adoption.
Second.
Okay, there is a motion. Second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, which kind of brings us to then general budget discussion. And commissioners, I'd ask everyone to prepare their is also going to send them out to department heads and the ancillaries that can't be here today. So we'll defer to our junior commissioner first to share his thoughts going into the budget. And you can share the high points of your letter or just...
Well, I don't have a copy of it, but I'll just... I just asked them, the department heads and elected officials, to try and maintain their budgets where they're at this year. Not opposed to looking at a cost of living raise for our employees, but that will depend on what our insurance costs are going to go up. My focus will be make sure that we cover as much of those increasing insurance costs as we can coming into this next fiscal year. So, but I think if we can just ask them to maintain pretty close to what they had last year, I think financially we'll be fine this year.
I'm kind of echoing that. You know, we have a great group of department heads and employees, and, you know, they were all pretty, really fiscally responsible. I mean, we run tight departments all the way through. There's no just frivolous money going out. So I kind of asked the same exact thing of just sticking to what we had for last year's budget, and let's see where we come out with the insurance and retirement, and hopefully that there might be a little bit of money in there for some cost of living.
I guess overall my hope is that the modest increase in mineral production and stable prices of those commodities can offset the loss that we're going to see in our property taxes, making the budget essentially neutral to last year. You know, when you're looking at $61 a barrel for oil, $4.12 BTU on gas, and $64 a pound on uranium, that is promising, but those are commodity markets that are subject to forces beyond our control. So just being mindful of the revenue coming in. I do want all of our departments to be aware that if they have programs or equipment that is tied to federal grants, that they need to be prepared to justify all of those programs in the event that that federal funding goes away. And that if we cannot find money to either replace or offset those programs or items, that we may not continue to do those things. I do want everyone to be aware that we're going to see a 14.7% increase potentially in our power. Gasoline and diesel does seem to be holding steady at what was budgeted last year, but again, I would ask our departments to be prepared that we may see a slight seasonal increase as the tourist folks travel. We are going to have that increase in our state-mandated retirement. I'm glad you mentioned that, Commissioner Cicchelli. We are looking at that we are going to now have to contribute 9.621 for each of our employees. So that will be an increase from last year. I also would caution that any salary increases based on merit, expanded certifications, employees, or assumption of additional duties should be thoroughly justified in your budget request letter, but I am amenable to considering a cost of living increase for employees not to exceed the current cost of inflation, which is 2.4%. And again, we have very good people, so I ask them to please return budgets as close to last year as we can, just because the revenue picture looks about the same as it was. We will make our letters available to the public, and they will also be emailed to all of the department heads and the ancillary arms. Anything else commissioners want to add on the budget?
First time sitting on this side of the table, Mr. Chairman. I sat out there and made a presentation for years and years and years, and I'd like to echo what Commissioner Shelley just said. I think our elected officials and department heads do a great job of conservatively budgeting, knowing that, and I appreciate that. So, as I reviewed the budgets this year, I've been reviewing them. I don't see this current budget any extravagance there at all. So that's why I'm asking to try to maintain that. So,
anything else,
Commissioner?
Okay, all right. We'll welcome up our new Lake Smith. first Lake DeSmet Advisory Board meeting tomorrow.
Hello, everyone. Mr. Chairman, my name is Paul Mavrakis. Many of you know me as a game and fish guy. Not a game and fish guy anymore. After 29 years, I retired with the department recently, and Commissioner Novotny twisted my arm into the Lake DeSmet Operating Department job, which I'm really looking forward to. Been part of Lake DeSmet. Boy, I was the regional supervisor in Sheridan for 21 years. And was part of Lake DeSmet when it was the county's coalition, and then went to just the Johnson County. And the Lake DeSmet lease was an integral part of that during all that time. So have a lot of background knowledge on the lake. Definitely feel like I'm sinking right now with all the information that Cheryl's sending my way, and it's going to take a little while to get my head above water. But really excited about it. Looking forward to being here in Johnson County and working on the lake.
Welcome. I think you're going to be a great asset.
Thank you.
Thanks for your background. You're good. Looking forward to working with you. So
appreciate it.
You got some big shoes to fill with Cheryl, though. So
luckily, she's still going to be around.
Yes, she doesn't let us know.
Yeah,
we'll twist her arm some.
Yeah.
yeah. Don't shake your head, though.
Paul, we are very, very fortunate to have you with all the experience you have, and you've already jumped in. Paul's already working on getting our survey recorded with the Game and Fish for that north access point so that our dollars can be put into expanding that recreation area and then partnering with the Game and Fish to add those amenities, including the boat ramp, the comfort station. So it's a great project, and he is running point on that, which would be a big relief for all of us.
Cheryl, thank you for stepping in and helping too.
Yes, thank you very much, Cheryl.
We owe her big time. Any questions for Mr. Mavrakis?
You must.
Paul will be a great asset to the department and to the county. I have no doubt about that. And I would just add that we did open the diversion dam today, so pray for rain.
The next item on the agenda is vouchers, and I think we had one question. There is a total before you. Did that include the Buffalo Children's Center? Okay. So that increases the vouchers for the month to $246,094.42. Is there
make a motion to approve for the amount spoken.
Okay. There is a motion to approve the vouchers in the amount of $246,094.42. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Madam Clerk, did you have additional business you need to have transacted today?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Kenyon, any additional business?
No, sir.
Mr. Craig.
No, sir.
Okay. That would bring us to a time of public comment. So we would welcome any public comment on any items. Is there any public comment? Public comment? Hearing no public comment, we'll go ahead and close public comment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.